You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Sam. Welcome.
Hi. How are you guys?
Sam, we're great, buddy.
We're doing really well. All right. Yes, so yes. You need to really impress us with what you've got going on this weekend.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I have no plans. No plans whatsoever this weekend.
That's okay.
Well, tell you what. What are you guys doing this weekend?
Well, no, you know, nobody cares about us. Do you have a lover in your life? Anybody you're dating?
No, no lover.
Maybe you can do that this weekend. Go find yourself a lover.
Maybe Sam doesn't That's want right. a lover right now.
Do you want a lover right now, Sam?
Not stressing too much.
Yeah, you good. You good.
Sam?
All right.
Well, what are you guys up to? You guys doing any fun concerts or anything going on?
I haven't been up to Black Hawk in about 4 years, and I'm going up to stay the night in Black Hawk this weekend with my wife for our anniversary. Just a quick little getaway.
Nice. Yeah. And then the next night, I am going to go to Black Hawk and stay with his wife.
Mm-hmm. It's a little thing that we do, Sam.
It's a little.
If you were looking for a lover, you could have had night three, Sam, but,
but
you're
no, you
lost. She's pretty cool.
She's really worth it, I'm telling you. And my weekend is actually getting on a plane tomorrow, so I'm flying tomorrow. So, yeah.
Nice. Where are you going?
He's actually flying the plane.
Where am I going? I'm going to go to Denver.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun time.
It'll
Better
be
than
a great
Atlanta,
time.
Huh?
They're both wonderful cities. I love both. And I don't live in Atlanta, but I fly out of Atlanta. So.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So I go from the busiest airport in the world to the third busiest airport in the world. I am around a lot of people.
Sounds like a good
I think
weekend.
I'm going to mask up for this
it's
trip.
It's a good weekend to get COVID, I think.
That's what I'm saying. And I heard that it's kind of making a little comeback, so I probably will mask up because it's been a while since I've masked up on something like that, and I think I will.
You can do that. All right.
I mean, the top three most busy airports in the world.
You're going to come away with something for sure. Don't breathe
even
on me when you get here.
Even if it just keeps me from getting a cold or
Don't
something.
Breathe on me when you get here.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, you know I'll be kissing you,
Jeremy.
Don't breathe
on
me.
All right, listen, Sam, let's play some. Since you have lived vicariously through us, Sam, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. And for everybody who's on hold, we are asking a favor of you. Even if Sam gets it, please don't hang up because we still want to talk to all of you and we want to find out what you're doing this weekend. Samuel, 10 seconds. Give us five different things in this world that have wings. Five things that have wings. Ready and go.
Birds, planes, hospitals.
Good.
That's all I got.
How about a bumblebee and a mosquito?
Done those, right?
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
What were you
could have done, aren't there like some...
The White House.
Feminine hygiene products that
Ooh,
have wings?
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't that right?
Not too familiar with those.
Well,
if you find yourself with a lover, you might...
do your research.
Stumble across them from time to time.
That's right. That's on the bucket list right now.
You know, Sam, you're a really good sport. Thank you for calling and have a great weekend, whatever you do, okay?
All right. Y'all take care. Thank you.
Bye, Sam.
Thank you.
Single Sam.
Here's Haven. I love that name.
It's pretty.
Where'd you get that name?
Hi.
I mean, I know it's from your parents, but where did they get the name?
My dad grew up surfing in Beach Haven, New Jersey.
And here you are.
Here I am.
I love that name, actually. Haven.
Your dad was a surf bum?
Oh, yeah. Back in the 80s.
Did you guys listen to a lot of Dick Dale growing up?
Oh, you're going to hate me. I don't know who that is.
It's all right.
Is.
Look it up later. Maybe you'll recognize it.
She could just go listen to Beach Boys music or whatever.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love some Beach Boys.
No, Surf you don't, City. Actually. No.
Oh, don't beat up the Beach Boys.
I don't care for the Beach Boys. I will tell you, there are two songs of theirs that I think are great. Good Vibrations and...
Aruba, Jamaica.
Oh,
ooh,
worst song
I wanna
ever.
Take you. No way. I was in Cocktail.
That was a horrible
awesome song.
That's one of the things that made me hate him.
Oh, plus, harsh.
I hung out with him a few times, and they were not the most fun people to hang out with.
Haven, what
Sorry
are you doing?
To shatter illusions.
What are you doing this weekend, Haven?
A big group of friends are going up to the chili cook-off in Evergreen.
I want to go to there.
That's good.
Yeah. Hmm. Yes, we went last year, and they end up donating, you know, whoever wins usually ends up donating all the money to the firehouse. So it's a good time to go eat some chili.
Is that what this is? And is it all the firefighters that are making the chili, or is it just a bunch of random Evergreen people?
Bunch of random Evergreen people. I think the firehouse makes it, but there's some pretty good ones up there.
Who am I kidding? I'm not going to that. I don't even like office potlucks. So
right.
More chili right. for you, Haven.
It's kind of, if you think about it, a chili cook-off is like one big potluck, isn't it?
It is, and it's a bunch of random people's kitchens. So
yeah, so he won't.
Yeah, that's the only downside.
I won't be there.
What do you do for a living?
I am an esthetician.
Get out.
So I do laser hair removal and Botox. And stuff.
Yeah, sure.
How much Botox injections these days?
It depends on.
Roughly.
Depends on how wrinkly they are.
$12.
Yeah, roughly. Say it, your phone's breaking up. Yeah. Say it again.
How much per poke?
Per poke is about $12 to about $15 per unit.
That's not too bad. Unless you need like 40 units in your brows, you know.
It adds up, I guess.
Yeah, sure does.
Standard's about 65 units.
Do you have to do hair removal on, you know?
Well, she doesn't have to.
How
but,
do you
I
get
mean,
through
they
that?
Pay her to do it.
Do you like it?
Hey, you know, I've been doing this for about 7 years now, so I just kind of go into autopilot mode.
Yeah, it's like once you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Seen one, seen them all.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that either. I don't
Why
think
not?
I could do it. I don't know.
Oh.
It's just very intimate.
It's just the human body.
It's very intimate, though. I'd make comments. Oh, you know me. I'd make comments like, whoa, what happened here?
Oh, no.
You ever do that, Haven?
Definitely a no-no.
You don't want to comment on what you see.
No, it's usually, you know, what are you and the wife doing this weekend? What are the kiddos up to? And then it's like a 15-minute appointment, and I don't have to see them for another, like, 6 weeks. So
what you been up to?
Pretty
good. Oh, God.
That's funny.
You're a good human. Thanks for doing that work.
Yeah, we like you, Haven. You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
Yes, this is my first time actually getting through to play, so I'm a bit nervous, but I'm ready.
No. Don't even think about the million people who are listening and judging you right now, okay?
Oh, man. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's your first time, we ask people in their first time to rate us from 1 to 5 stars. What are we getting?
7.
Whoa, you're going above and beyond.
Man.
Very nice.
I think she's trying to buy an easy. You've been listening for 6 years?
Yeah.
I feel like she's trying to buy an easy rattle off.
I feel like she's trying to get us into her little store there to get some hair removed.
Hey, you know, come see me.
Can you, buzz me into, shapes and stuff? Can you, make a heart out of my hair?
You'd be surprised on the requests that we get. The hearts, diamonds.
Okay, so
Alaska.
I got to tell you a true story, Haven. Alaska. Uh-oh. A true story. We once had a producer on this show. It was more than 20 years ago, late 90s. His name was Matt. What a nice guy. Matt was a wonderful guy. He's really hairy. And we, you know, we're at events sometimes, like out at a pool or something, and he was quite hairy and a very hairy back. Jeremy gives me crap about my back. It's not that hairy. But Matt was like a Wookiee, okay?
Oh, gosh.
And we did this thing on the air where if we raised enough money for charity, we would shave Mix 100 into Matt's back. And people called in and donated like crazy. And so my radio partner at the time took a little, razor thing and live on the air, she shaved Mix 100 into his back so we could take pictures. And honest to God, he quit just like a few days later because he was so
as he should.
He was so, I don't know if he was humiliated or what, but he agreed to do it. But then he quit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I think it's because we shaved Mix 100 into his back.
Oh, no.
Poor fella.
Great pictures of
poor hairy fella.
All right, here we go, Haven. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. I'm going to give you the letter first. The letter is R, as in robot and radar. Railroad. R is your letter. R. In 10 seconds, please give us five women's names that start with R. Five women's names that start with R. Ready, and go!
Rihanna, Reba, Rachel from Friends. Oh, no.
Oh, nuts.
Oh, no.
Oh, darn it.
There's a Rhonda in there, Ray,
Ronnie,
Rose, Rosie,
and many,
Renee,
many more.
Roberta.
More.
Darn it, Haven.
Well, we enjoyed talking to you. Hope we still got 7 stars, do we?
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Bring you on in the morning.
Thank you so much, Haven. Stay smooth, all right?
Thanks, have a great
stay
weekend.
Smooth. Okay. See you later.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Here comes Lauren. Hi, Lauren. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Lauren.
So, impress us with your weekend plans.
Okay. So, today, my husband and I just dropped off the kids, and it's our anniversary, 11 years. So, we're going to have a little date day, I think, and go to lunch and whatnot. And then tomorrow, we live in Castle Rock, so we're going to the Beer Fest, which should be pretty fun. It's unlimited.
I like the way she's
no, I want to
I like
to
the way
dinner.
She said lunch and whatnot. You know what the whatnot is.
What's the whatnot? I hope you went and saw Haven and got all, you know, spruced up. Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be a great day.
That'll be fun.
That'll be really fun. Good for you.
Yeah. Where'd you meet this guy?
College.
Yeah. Where at college? Yeah. Like out on the quad or in a classroom
in class.
Or the kegger, keg party?
We both did computer science, so kind of nerdy, but yeah, we met in class.
Computer science.
And University of Missouri.
I'd like to check your coding.
Ugh. Oh, she's a tiger.
That's
she's
right.
She's a tiger. Go Tigers.
Good for you. Are you guys still nerds?
Are we? Yeah, I guess. He's a programmer, and I do, like, threat intelligence stuff. So, yeah, pretty nerdy.
That's very nerdy, and it sounds like you have an awesome job. Holy crap.
Threat intelligence.
Threat intelligence. That sounds badass.
It sounds like spy type of
I'm
stuff.
I'm into threat intelligence. Is this, like, military grade or what? Tell
I
me
work
more.
For a telecom company now, but I used to do some of the government contracting stuff. But
that's so cool.
Pre-Colorado.
Probably stuff you can't talk about, huh?
Right, right.
Yeah, one of those jobs.
That sounds like it has to pay really well, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good. No complaints.
Did you find threats and eliminate them?
Yes, right?
Awesome.
We're trying to keep our company out of the news. That's kind of the goal. Not
she's like a walking, talking bit defender is what she is.
You're Norton antivirus
yeah,
is what you are.
Is it McAfee or McAfee?
Webroot. You're Webroot.
I should have just stopped at bit defender. All right, Lauren, you ready to play the game with us?
Yeah,
whatnot anniversary girl?
Okay, I'll try it out.
This should be right up your alley. Should be. 10 seconds. And you can go back as many, you could go probably go back 25 to 30 years if you wanted, but in 10 seconds, give us the names of five email providers. Five email providers. Ready and go.
AOL, Hotmail, Gmail, Yahoo, Bing. I don't know if that's one.
I think Bing was.
Really?
Is there Bing email? I've not heard of Bing email.
Bing was a search engine, wasn't it?
Yes.
Right, but I thought maybe like Yahoo has an email, right? So
Yeah, you got four. We're just checking to see if Bing ever had email.
Does Bing have an email?
Check it out, because I don't know.
How do I create a Bing email account? Here's a step-by-step guide.
Bing email? At Bing.com? I don't know.
I don't know. It says where you can reach out to them at Bing.com. So I guess does that?
Well, there's a step-by-step. It says visit the Bing sign-up page, create a Bing account,
fill out the information, verify your email.
Yeah, but that's how you create an account with Bing. But is that an
different
email account?
That's different, Lauren. Settle down, Lauren.
Darn. I should have said Outlook. Did I say
I
that?
No, you didn't say like Earthlink.
I think we might be able to give it to you because I'm reading another thing here. It says, what is Bing email format? Bing common email format is john.smith@bingandco.com.
I want to give it to you just so we don't have to hear the word Bing ever again.
Right. Plus, you know by now we've probably got 205 text messages telling us.
I got a Bing email. I'm john@bing.com. All right, let's give it to
her. I got a feeling it probably is, just based on what we're seeing, which makes you a winner.
Good job, Lauren.
Thank you.
You know, that's a nice little anniversary prize.
Yeah.
You might, you know, just for
right here with me, but
you know, for one day only, you may love your boys more than you love your husband.
Yeah, can we come over this afternoon too?
For whatnot?
He might love you more. I don't know.
We're into the whatnot.
I majored in whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, you could not be more delightful. Have a fun weekend with your hubby and stay on the line. Josh is going to talk to you about your prize, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. Stand by and pay very close attention to what he tells you. That was fun. Elizabeth and Isabella are holding. We're going to talk to both of them. Hi, Elizabeth. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Tell us your big plans for the weekend and tell us now.
Don't have like really big plans, just kind of with the family. I got Boy Scout popcorn selling with my kids.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
Come on, Elizabeth.
Well, I'm the fundraiser leader this year. So.
Can you guys, we bought some, shouldn't talk about this.
What happened?
We bought some of that Boy Scout popcorn last year from our neighbor kid.
Is Cub Scouts. We're younger.
Whatever it is, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be the same product?
It's popcorn that you guys are hawking.
It is, it's the same.
It is...
underwhelming. Is
delicious. No, it's horrible.
I agree.
Get sued.
It's
you just said underwhelming.
It's so overpriced.
Underwhelming is better than horrible.
It's in the same camp.
For the price you
pay, it's not.
It is so underwhelming.
I didn't enjoy it. Mm. Can you guys improve your popcorn?
This is the first year I've actually coordinated. I kind of got dragged into it. So. Yeah.
I wish you'd find like a different vendor.
You know, it's all about what the profit margin. So if they're going to improve it, it would just cost more. Then they'd have to charge more, and they wouldn't sell as much. So they're going
to
sell.
Most of the profits go actually back to the Cub Scouts so that they can do activities throughout
right,
the year.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Which is why it's so expensive.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is it's your profits, right? And if you have to get better popcorn, you're going to have to pay more for the popcorn, which means you're going to have to charge more, which I think would lower your sales, and then the Cub Scouts wouldn't make as much money. So you're better off selling underwhelming popcorn.
Can you just switch to a different product altogether?
Mm. Well, that's not up to me. I'm sorry. I don't run the whole
thing. Is there a suggestion box?
Yep. I'll put it in.
She's just getting rid
Thank
of
you.
Us.
She's like, yep, I'm done here. I didn't even want to do this. I was forced to volunteer.
Yep, exactly.
Who forced you to volunteer?
It was kind of like everybody kept asking me, and I volunteered to help out, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, guess what? You're running the whole thing.
Oh, man.
What would happen if you just walked in and said, I quit, and slammed your little popcorn
tin
apron down on the floor and walked out?
I don't even get a pin.
No, a tin, like a tin of popcorn.
If that happened, I guess somebody else would have to pick it up, but I'm not that kind of person.
You're going
to
follow through. That's good.
All right.
I got two kids in there. I'm not going to... I'm going to do my best.
Well, thank you for stepping up.
Yeah. Hmm. Are you going to find any time this weekend at all to do something for yourself?
Probably not.
That sucks, Elizabeth.
I know, but,
that's just life. That's life of a mom.
1 hour?
Yep. three kids, four dogs.
Why don't you, yeah, three kids, blah, blah, blah.
Too many dogs.
Carve 1 hour out for you.
Oh, I'll probably
those kids will not die in that 1 hour, I promise you.
Yes, I'll probably sit down and read a book.
Please don't call us. Please don't call us on Monday and say one of your kids died.
While she had stepped out.
No, they won't die.
Okay, good.
They will not die.
Please don't.
I've tried to beat this into people's heads all the time. You got to have a life of your own as well as
your
kids.
She does. She just has a busy weekend, it sounds
like. She said she had nothing. Yeah. She's going to try to sit down for 1 hour and read a book.
Yeah, it's
and
just
that's
a busy weekend.
Yeah. It's
listen,
I
know what I'm talking about
family
here,
this weekend, so I'm just going to, I'll take a little bit of time to sit down and watch some Netflix or read a book.
There you go. Do it.
I don't think people understand how it's healthier for your family if they see you being healthy about yourself.
Yeah. I don't have to go out to relax. I can just
correct.
Do you hear what's going on in the background? Do you hear what's going on in the background?
Yeah, she needs to get the hell away from it for an hour.
Yes.
It's called mental health.
Make it 2 hours.
Make it a week.
My 3-year-old.
Yeah.
That's my 3-year-old jumping on the bed.
Do you have a partner in this world, like a husband or something?
I do. I have my husband.
Good.
Yes.
He can have the three kids for 1 hour.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God.
Yeah, I moved Jeremy all of a sudden 2 hours at least. Elizabeth,
I like
you're a
good
sport, and we had a lot of fun talking.
I hope
you
do sell a lot of popcorn, okay? I really do.
Yeah, the underwhelming popcorn.
Please do.
Yes.
Go sell.
The UP. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You guys too.
Kisses. Right. Bye-bye.